Blog Talk Radio.
John Dilly himself, Def Conversations. Good evening, John. welcome to the show. Hey, by the way, starting right off on the bat, do you understand that people are intimidated by us, John?
How could that possibly be?
I have no clue, but yes, I am.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked. I mean, we're very nice people.
We are very nice people, and I have actually had some guests who are canceling, who are sending me messages and saying, can you give me some questions? Can you tell me what you're going to ask me? No, because we don't know either, because this is unscripted. It's raw. It's like going to the bar. John, have
okay,
you ever
been to okay, wait, 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 wait. Yeah. Okay, I'll let you finish, guy. Yeah, shoot. No, no, no,
no,
shoot, go ahead.
Now, have you ever gone to the bar? And what do you do when you go to the bar? Other than drink?
I go there to talk to people. Maybe, perhaps, they'll come up to me and ask me, like, hey, what's going on, dude? Hey, nothing much. What's going on? And bam, exactly. Then all of a sudden, you strike a conversation with somebody who was never in your life before, but has become one. Either they're a total douchebag or they're a really cool person. I mean, it's there's really no middle ground. You kind of get it in about the first 5 minutes. Are they completely psycho or can I actually talk to this person? Oh, neat. They're psycho? I want to talk to you.
Well, you say, when they meet me, they know that I'm psycho and a douchebag, so that's pretty easy to figure out. But
no, wait, no. You're below the Manson-Nixon line. You can't be a douchebag. Only people from Jersey can be douchebags. I mean, come on now.
But it is. People, if you're listening and you're coming on our show in the future, or even the ones that are coming tonight, don't be intimidated by us. Yeah,
no, don't.
I'm ugly, and yes, he's green, but we're actually, I think we're pretty easy to go along with, aren't we?
We really are, and to be honest, everybody out there in the multiverse, we have actually never met face-to-face, me and Frank. We have actually never met. That makes it that much more fucked up. But, I mean, that's the beauty of this show. We never met each other. However, we're friends over the airwaves, and we became partners in this thing we call life. Now, I gotta throw one thing out there, though, because you always ask me what DEF CON's up to. We're up to, oh, man, here we go. DEF CON's on a roll. Tomorrow, it's going to be a washout, people. In the Jersey area, we're talking 3 to 4 inches during the day. A lot of rain. A lot of rain's coming in. Well, what cools the rain and just gets it off your back to stop by a place that's serving free DEF CON wings from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.?
I agree.
Oh, this is Sparta. No, okay. It's called Hopscotch at 286 Washington Street, Jersey City.
The
phone number there is 201-451-4677. From 5 to 9, we're serving up as many wings as we possibly can to the masses. They're free. Free wings. Turn off the Sparta music. Free wings. Everyone's happy. That's what I got to put out there. As for Sunday, it's Mother's Day, I'll be busy. Because I'm a mother.
All right. That's become your theme song, by the way. I hate to tell you, but whenever you talk DEF CON, I'm playing that song.
Well, it's kind of like Spartacus with a TH. Spartacus. Yes.
I guess I should tell everybody, if you cannot read, and it's right there in front of you, our guests tonight are Kristen Hess of Artful Gourmet, and she's one of the people, I know she's probably nervous. She's like, what are you going to ask me? I'm like, I don't know. We're just going to say, hey, Kristen, what do you do? But she's Artful Gourmet, and she's got a website dedicated to celebrating the arts of food and cooking through colorful recipes, stories, food styling, and photography. I'm reading this from her website. But no,
she needs
like
pirates. She needs
what?
Pirates.
She does need pirates.
Yeah, a couple of pirates. You need a couple of pirates in there.
Yeah. We'll pillage the village, definitely. And then we've also... We also have Austin. How do you say his name? D. Almeida.
It's either Delamita or Diala. Just Austin. How about Austin? Jersey Barnfire. Awesome name. Awesome. Jersey Barnfire. I love the name of his company. The guy's a cool dude. He's relatively new to the whole hot sauce circuit. We'll get him on as number two.
All right. So that's our rundown of who our guests are going to be. To be. And by the way, John, what do you call it again? The Mason-Nixon line?
Charlie Manson, and like the I'm not a crook. The Manson-Nixon line. That's
well,
that's
John,
the line. They call the Mason-Dixon, it's the Manson-Nixon line.
John was trying to get in touch with me before the show because we had some technical difficulties.
Because his phone didn't work. You can hear that online. You hear right now,
yeah.
He keeps cutting out. Yeah, he's got the great phone. He's like the Fred Flintstone. It's more like Gilligan's Island. He's like the guy with the coconuts, like trying to charge his phone. Please.
Anyway, he was trying to get in touch with me before the show, and I've had a few
people.
I don't know if you can tell, but it didn't work because I was at a neighbor's house, and we don't have AT&T, Verizon, and somehow I'm able to do the radio show from here. I haven't figured out why, but you were trying. It was so funny. You were trying to get in touch with me.
You're peddling
John,
the coconuts.
Yes, I'm peddling the coconuts, but I could see you, but I couldn't respond. I was trying to send you smoke signals to New Jersey.
Yeah. No, I can't tell. Oh, there's so much more smoke here. You send the one from Maryland. I'm gonna see that. Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, I can't see you past Kearney.
And plus, on top of all that, I did not piss before the show, so I have to pee. And I stepped in the dog.
No, oh my God, you said it. Men don't pee. Women pee. Men pee. No, you said pee first.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I
heard. Listen to replay tomorrow morning when you wake up.
I have had a few sweet baby Jesus and about 3 glasses of wine. So
you haven't rooster tailed yet, so you're good.
What are you drinking tonight?
My standard beer.
Which is beer.
Oh, tonight? No, I'm going easy. It's Coors Light. I've already got about a gallon of Michelob Amberbach in me, so I figured I'd throttle it back to Coors Light.
Hey, did I tell you about my story? Did I tell you my story about Phoenix this week? I didn't, did I?
No, but you're going to, because obviously you let in with it, so shoot.
Well, yes, I'm actually leading into this because our first guest who's scared to death of us hasn't called in yet, but I was in Phoenix.
She hasn't even called in yet? Oh, come on,
no,
darling, get on. Oh, come on, call in, will you?
Come on, Kristen, call in. Anyway, there was
You can do it. You can do it.
I figured out how old I am. There's two girls that were 30. One girl was having a birthday party. She was 30 years old. So the debonair person that I am, I decided to go over and buy her a birthday drink. You would do the same thing, right, John, if Maggie wasn't in her house?
Depends. I'm not judgmental, but I mean, what are we talking about? We're talking to somebody that makes an escalator in a mall look good? I mean, what are we talking about?
I was having fish tacos, of all things, and I saw these two girls having a little birthday party, so I bought them both a drink, and I'm doing the math. I'm 57, and I'm thinking the two of them together.
Oh, great! So you're like the guy with the free puppies on the red van with the porthole window in the back. Oh, great! Oh, you're the good humor guy. Oh, Lord, you want to see my new puppy?
Yes.
Oh, God! Yeah,
I
see where
anyway,
it was going.
I tried to be debonair. I bought them drinks. It was hilarious. It's a story for another night. But oh my God!
Did you show them the duct tape and the hockey mask or no?
Well,
you know,
this is the funny part. There's that moment when you're trying to flirt with two women in their 30s that you realize that you're old enough to be their grandfather.
Yeah, but but I'll do a good counter to that. Now, as you know me, I'm a very big Pokemon person. I have blown some freaking minds in the last few months, actually, about the fact that I'll show up to a bar and here I am. They hear the noises from the phone or the tablet, or whatever, and they hear the noises. They're Poke people. They're all Pokemon people. And they're like, you play Pokemon? I was like, absolutely. But look at you. But you're old. I'm like, yeah, I'm old. Yeah, just because I don't know. Now, see, I'm level 52. You're what, level what, 31 or level 26? I know more than you, and I'm going to learn you. Well, what level can you possibly be in Pokemon? Right now, I'm level 35. Bullshit, they say to me. Okay, but here's my shit. You have better stuff than I do. Shut the fuck up and I go away.
Well, here's the funny part. You want to hear the funny part of that story? I was trying to play I was trying to play Pokemon too, but it wasn't working.
Frank,
a different type
I'll teach
of Pokemon.
You. We've never met. I will teach you how to play Pokemon. Not talk about Pokemon, but actually play the freaking game in an afternoon. Granted, you have to actually stand up. You can't use the walker.
Okay.
You have to walk around and get stuff.
My Pokemon was different. It was a completely different Pokemon than you're talking about. All right, okay.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. The Irish swim dick Pokemon. Yeah, got it. Okay, I'm right there.
All right, our guest is calling in. She's a very nice lady.
Thank God.
And we need to go easy on her. She wanted to know,
what are you going
to ask me? And what do you want to ask? And I said, it's just like going to the bar. You meet these two crazy old guys sitting at the bar, and they're going to ask
one's
you.
One's playing Pokemon, one's trying to pick up 18-year-olds. Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Anyway, I think this is hers. Let me press this button. When you're old, you got to press a button. Okay, press this button. And we should have our first
the wrong one.
Guest. Kristen Hess from the Artful Gourmet. Good evening, Kristen. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you guys?
Hey, Kristen. What's going
on? Nothing. I was just listening to your fun conversation and wondering, I called in. Do I say something? But here I am. Okay.
Yeah, no, and here you are. No, and please don't be worried about what we're gonna do to you. We're gonna be nice. We're gonna be very nice.
Yes,
okay. I promise.
We'll try. So Kristen is the Artful Gourmet, and she has. Well, you've got a resume here. Your resume is long. It's like 6 foot long. So where do you want to start? What do you do, Kristen?
Yeah. Your flank started reading. I was like, stop. I mean, what else we got here? Oh my God, you're into the whole ton of stuff. This is, which is cool. It's just a lot of stuff.
I know. It's like it's probably too much, and I've probably reinvented my life at least 5 times in the past 20
good.
Years. But all
good.
Yeah, totally. So I live in New York, obviously. And Frank, I met you through Facebook, and I'm obviously a huge foodie, and we're all part of the food community. So love being able to meet you, online in person. That's awesome. Where do I even start? Should I start from what I do now, I guess?
I'd say start from what you do now and then walk yourself back. And then when you get too far back, we're going to stop you.
Yes. Please do, because I don't want this to be right, like a 20-minute, here's my resume.
No. You start rambling on. I'll say you're now being Led Zeppelin song. We'll stop you there.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, so I live in New York. I am a freelancer. I do food styling and food photography for a lot of different types of clients. Like I shoot food for restaurants. I do food styling and restaurant
I shoot food too. It's usually in the form of deer, and then I cut it up and make steaks. But you do the different kind of shooting. Right. Okay.
Yes. My dad would love you. You know what? When I was a little kid, I still have these visions of deer hanging up in the garage. My dad is a huge hunter.
Oh, yeah.
He would go.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm from upstate New York. So.
Where upstate? Where upstate?
In Webster, which is a suburb of Rochester on Lake Ontario.
Oh, way up. Oh, man. You got it. Oh, my God. You're up near Dinosaur Barbecue up there. Oh, man. By Syracuse and stuff. Wow. Nice. Nice.
Almost a Canadian, actually, but I grew up there.
Oh, take off, hoser.
Hey.
That's awesome, though. That's awesome.
You guys are hilarious. I don't think I'm going to get through the first 5 minutes, but oh my God.
Oh, you will.
Go ahead.
You will.
Yeah, you will.
Anyway.
Wait a minute. Would you like a beer? We're drinking. Would you like a beer? That'll help you.
Do you know what? I just poured myself a glass of Prosecco because I figured.
Now you're part of the show.
Yeah.
Now you're officially part of the show.
I'm serious. I was dying yesterday for a client, and, I couldn't really drink all that much while I was working, so I kind of saved it for tonight, figuring, all right, I'll have a little glass of
water. This just makes you more awesome. You're awesome to begin with. Now you're more awesome. How about that?
That's right.
Awesome.
You're scared about us.
I grew up in Rochester. I lived in Atlanta for 12 years. I used to be a graphic designer. Loved Atlanta. Some of my best friends still live there.
I got a question for you. What made you get into the whole career of making bad food look good? I gotta ask.
Kind of a weird, you know, it just sort of happened, right? Like, back in the day, I always loved food, but I didn't even cook.
Well, we all do. We're humans, and it's a sustainable. It makes you live longer, which is always good.
Yeah, it's called survival,
right?
At this point.
Right.
Yeah. If you don't eat, then forget it.
No, but really, no, but seriously, what got you into the whole, like, I'm going to take pictures of food and make it look good?
Well, here's the thing. I was working in advertising here in New York. I was at J. Walter Thompson. You know, that's all I ever wanted to do was work in advertising and live in New York.
Sure.
So it was my big dream. And, you know, I was doing it. So I decided to take some cooking classes at the Institute of Culinary Education here in New York.
Oh, okay, not CIA, CIE. Okay, that's different.
My favorite school ever. And this is kind of a cool story. So I was just taking, like, you know, Italian cooking, Thai cooking, whatever, like just fun, kind of as a hobby. And after a couple of years, I discovered the food styling and photography workshop. I'm like, that sounds kind of cool.
That's right, food styling. I forgot the name of it. Yes, food styling. That's right.
Food styling photography. So I took this class. It was a 3-day workshop with Jamie Chiampo, Jim Peterson, Lori Noop, who are my heroes and my mentors forever. I fell in love with it.
And they'll love you for saying that.
Yes, they will. I hope you're listening. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. But you know what? I just got hooked on it. I've always been a creative person. I always wanted to be in advertising. Thought about going back to school for culinary, but I'm like, you know what? I just went to school for 2 years to do my master's, and I don't want to go back to school again and re-up another $40,000 debt for the rest of my life. So, you know what I mean? I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take these classes and see what's going on. And I was working, and then the whole blogging thing kind of started, right? Like around 2007, 2008.
Yep.
Was reading a few blogs, and I was, you know, entertaining the idea. My friend Tina Knoll, who's also actually in the podcast business, was like, you should write a blog. I'm like, yeah, okay, maybe. Well, I finally did. 2010, I took that class. I started a blog. I was doing it on the side, like nights and weekends, busting my butt, working 14-hour days. And I just was like, you know what? The more I did it, the more I was like, I really want to do this. And I finally just quit my job in 2012. I was, like, working at, you know, 360i, redesigning Kraft Foods website, making lots of money.
That's cool.
My job. I had a little money saved. I'm like, what am I doing? Oh, my God.
Right.
So, yeah, I just quit my job, and I started getting some small clients, and then I got some cookbook shoots that year. One was, one, you know, HarperCollins. I got a big cookbook, and...
So when it comes to the food thing, you did what a lot of people do. They had an epiphany. It's like, I don't want to do what I'm doing anymore. I got to do what I want to do.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's an awesome feeling. It really is. I mean, I've known Frank for years. I didn't even know he made labels. It's one of those things. It's like the epiphany goes off in your head. I don't want to do what I'm doing. I want to do this.
Yeah,
that was my epiphany, John. I would have so.
Yeah. I figured I'd throw it in there. darling, it's a long story with him.
it is a long story.
Well, I want to hear about
you
guys too, like how you met and you know how you when you started.
We never met. John and I have never. This is a true story. We actually met on Facebook. He actually caught my eye in the hot bus business, and then he had
I'm awesomely gorgeous and I'm just awesome person. Yes.
It was the green color that caught my eye, and then he started his own show, and I had
you did my show. Yeah,
exactly. I set up a show for him, and then I had a girlfriend who was from New Jersey who dumped my ass, and then I needed a sidekick, and we became partners in crime, and here we are.
Wait a minute. She dumped you, or you dumped – oh, man. Oh, really? Now the truth comes out. Oh, okay. The Jersey girl dumped the South of the Manson-Nixon line is what happened.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. That's a little different story than a few months ago, there, pranky boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
but anyway, all right,
might,
that's fine.
Hey,
that's
might,
fine.
She might be listening, so I'm trying.
And
to,
she probably
like,
is, and
her,
she's cheering for me right now.
Yeah, her side of the story. That's right.
But anyway,
so
it's not about us. It's about you, darling.
I have a question. I know my phone doesn't talk over yours, but hey, Kristen, here's my question. So you go into, let's say Burger King, because I hate their freaking burgers now. You go into Burger King, and then they hire you to take a picture of a Whopper and just make it look like luscious and orgasmic. Is that what your job is?
Steam and glycerin, yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
And actually, I wish I did have Burger King as a client because they, you know, even though I don't like their food.
So do I.
You know, they're actually a big company that has money, you know. Yes. I mean, there is, occasions I am just hired to do the styling, like a lot of times for TV and video. Obviously, they have photographers and video people, but they need, you know, say it's a chef like Michael Simon. I did a satellite media tour. They had a whole satellite media
tour. I love
tour.
Michael, except for his laugh. His laugh is horrid, but Michael's a great guy.
But he's such a cool guy.
He is,
yeah,
but his laugh is horrid. His laugh is, oh, my God.
He is pretty, yeah, but he's a cool guy to actually work with. You know, I've worked with a few chefs, but, you know, like
cool.
He needs someone to help prep all the food, get everything ready, you know, because we're shooting videos and live stuff all day for Costello Cheese, and he's doing live demos. And so somebody's cooking all that food, and you know what I mean, like behind the scenes. So I do a lot of stuff like that. Sometimes I'm the actual photographer for a cookbook or a catering company restaurant.
Now, the photographer part has to be cool. The photographer part has to be cool because you can set it up in your own mind's eye.
Yes.
Because the camera eye is your eye. Yes, yes, yes.
That actually sounded pretty cool, what you just said.
I am cool. Dude, I'm from Jersey. We're all cool here. Frank, you got to learn this. Come on, man.
That actually sounded professional.
Imagine that. Yeah. Oh, my God. No. I must forget the thought. Anyway.
Mind's eye. I'm writing that down. Mind's eye. Okay.
Mind's eye, the camera's eye. The camera's eye is the mind's eye. The mind's eye is the camera's eye. Same thing.
All right.
Yeah,
sorry,
and
Kristen.
You know, at the end of the day, it is. It's all about, like,
think rush.
Beautiful, but, you know, the food styling part is hands-on. It's cooking. It's really, you know, understanding food and, you know, herbs die in about 5 seconds under the lights. You know, understanding those things where a photographer...
Sure.
Same thing, but a photographer doesn't necessarily have to know how to cook, but they need to understand the camera and lighting and all that kind of stuff. So
and doesn't have a time constraint to doesn't have a time constraint that the cook does, because you can make it look the way you want it to look. You can make that Whopper look like a Whopper, as opposed to a pile of dog excrement that's on the side of the curb that nobody that their owner forgot to pick up. Right, but you can make it look luscious by the camera's eye.
Absolutely. And, you know, obviously you try and get the shot right, but sometimes retouching needs to happen, and everyone does it.
Of course.
But,
and hey, Photoshop.
You want extra highlights on the pepperoni, you know? I remember.
We need more pepperoni. The Italian wasn't hung enough.
We need more
cheese
on that pepperoni, you know? Make it
you know what? I just had a thought. That's been the problem of my life. Not enough pepperoni. So could you actually?
I'm not even touching that. I'm not even touching that because I'm married. But I'm not even touching that anyway.
So Kristen, here's my question. So could you take two hot and spicy guys like us and make us look good?
Wait. Two hot and spicy guys.
Wait.
You're the guy in the bar trying to pick up 18-year-olds with the red van with the porthole saying free kittens on the side. And here I am with a hot sauce company. And it took you years to tell me you even did labels. What are we hiding here, dude?
This is
like a closet of skeletons.
I want to know how Kristen would take you and I, because we are a pretty good looking a pretty good looking.
Well, I'm awesome
meal,
looking. I don't know about you. You look like a grapefruit with a beard, but
you know what? I could actually take really really cool pictures of you guys too. I do shoot people too as well. And
okay.
You know what?
They do in Detroit too.
They do in Point Barrow, Alaska as well. But this is hard.
Sorry. All right. So here we go. So you can pretty much make anything look good. You can make anything look good, though, is what you're saying, right?
Well, then she's for you, dude, because I don't need much touch-up.
I think you're watching something else.
And by the way, let me mention her website before I forget. The
artfulgourmet.com.
We have a link here on the site that you can click. And don't listen to our crap. She's actually got a very professional business here that she does she can do a lot of wonders for your food. I'm not sure about us, but theartfulgourmet.com. You can click on that, and she's a food stylist. You do also, like, I guess, restaurant reviews and chef interviews, et cetera, right?
Yeah, I do that for my blog, like events or interviews.
Oh, my goodness.
Like that.
Well, that's
and
cool.
I actually do recipes for clients, too. So, yeah, I do a little bit of everything. You know, I kind of started out as food blogger 101, right?
I'll tell you what, I, and darling, I got a major question for you.
Sure.
Okay, you were scared to come on this show, right?
No, I just didn't know what you guys were going to ask.
You had okay. You had apprehensions about coming on the show. How about that?
No, I mean, I just didn't know what to expect. But you guys have been super cool and super nice.
Okay, now I pose my question. You want to come back?
Okay. Yes, absolutely.
There it is. There it is, folks.
There it is.
She was scared to come on, and now she wants to come back. It's like feeding the cat. This is here it is. Here. It's a beautiful day when the guests want to come back to the show but they were scared to come on here. And darling, we want you back. You sound like a nice person.
Oh well, thank you. I am.
No, you do, and you're from like the New Jersey, New York. The whole tribe, everybody gives us a bad rap. Like we're a bunch of the jerks and a-holes. A lot of us are. It just don't piss us off. And we're happy to deal with
exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly. All good.
Oh, man.
So,
no, you are awesome, darling. You are awesome.
No, you are.
Thank
to
you.
Put up with our to put up with our crap, you are. If people want to get in touch with you, they can reach you through your website, I guess also on Facebook.
Yep.
Name her website again.
And her website again is The Artful Gourmet. By the way, Artful Gourmet, I don't know if you knew that it was a restaurant, but The Artful Gourmet.
Yes.
Oh, look at that.
Is where
you stepping on a couple of toes, are you?
Well, no, this was an honest mistake. When I first put her website down, I put down Artful Gourmet, and I clicked the link, and I'm like, well, shit, that ain't Kristen. So then I realized she
was some fat dude. What are you talking about?
it's a restaurant in like Delaware or something, and I didn't. Yeah.
Oh God! Oh my God! He's from Delaware. Oh my God! There it is. You sealed the deal on that one.
It is. It's like Baltimore or Maryland. I don't know where it is, but anyway, yes, I'm the Artful Gourmet. Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, when you come from a state that loves their crabs, you got to wonder about your date. That's all I'm saying.
And Kristen has quite a following, John. She has quite a following of people on her site now.
Of course she does,
because
she's a darling. Listen to her. She's a Wonder Woman.
They say, you can't believe you went on those dumbasses show, but no, she has a great following. And check out her website. It's actually very nice, and I think we probably could use some Artful Gourmet photographs and help with our business.
No, you need some Artful Gourmet photographs. I'm good. My mom built me well.
Nice. Well, barbecue, you need to invite me down, because I'll get some friends down there. It'll be fun.
Hey.
Well, darling, where are you located right as you sit?
In my living room, on my couch, in front of my
okay.
computer.
Okay. What town? What town? What state? All that kind of stuff.
I'm in Manhattan, New York, New York.
Okay. What are you doing tomorrow?
I'm actually shooting.
It's gonna be a rainout.
It's raining all day. So I'm working from home for a client. I'm shooting burgers, barbecue all day at home, actually.
Well, don't be a poopy head. From 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., you can actually Jersey City, you can hop on the path. We're going to be at Hopscotch in Jersey City slinging free wings from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Oh, well, you know what? Maybe I'm going to be shooting during the day, so... You know what?
Oh,
if you guys can shoot me an email, let me know.
All you got to do is shoot me an email, john@defconsauces.com. And it's Hopscotch right in Jersey City. It's like right off the Jersey City. Oh, my God. It's right in the financial district. You can easily get there. It's from 5 to 9. Man, could you imagine having a photo op? Frank, could you imagine having our first photo op with one of our guests?
That would be great.
She would make my wings. We'll be slinging hundreds of pounds of wings tomorrow. She can make my wings look good.
She would make your wings look
exactly.
good. John, are you asking where I'm sitting right now?
I don't care where you're sitting. You're probably on the toilet. I don't know.
I'm actually sitting in front of the computer screen in my underwear. That's the truth. But, yeah, that would be cool if you showed up and
That was a bad picture, dude.
Tell me your email. What is your email again?
J-O-H-N, John. It's a common name. Every house has one or should.
Okay.
At DEFCON
Sauces. That's funny.
Yeah.
DEFCON,
well, it's number J-O-N. Some forget the H because the H is silent. Forget the H, whatever. But John at DEFCONSauces.com. Or just if you're on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, go to DEFCON Sauces or John Dilley. That's me.
Okay.
Dilley with an E.
Perfect. I'll see you.
And I'll tell you what,
if you could
show up tomorrow, oh man, this would be a photo op for the record books. This would be our first guest who actually has a photo op with one of the people on this broadcast.
That would be hilarious. And you know what? I'm from upstate New York. I was actually born in Buffalo, so I'm a Wings girl.
Good answer.
Yeah.
I will crush your dreams of good wing sauce and welcome to Jersey. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Chris,
well, the Anchor Bar still has yet to beat us in competition. They haven't been able to do it.
Kristen,
sorry.
Kristen, I will not be there, Kristen, in New Jersey because I'm in Maryland. But you're welcome to come here. Because
he's on his couch and has a red van with a portal window that says "Free Kittens" on it.
You're welcome to take photos of me with my Ponko Panko anytime in Maryland, and I'll even cook you a nice big ribeye.
Yeah. You gotta get the Ponko in there. Yes, you do.
Chips. Gotta get the Ponko. I do need some help with my photographs of my Ponko. Ponko is a tough thing to take a photograph of.
You need help with your photograph of yourself, dude. I mean, oh my God, you look like this big hipster dude that's running a penny farthing bike through Manhattan. It's not cool.
No, I'm telling you, Ponko is not an easy thing to take a photograph of. So I think I need Kristen's help because
neither are your skinny jeans.
All right. Everybody check out theartfulgourmet.com. Kristen Hess. Kristen, thank you very much for coming on tonight.
Oh, you've been a trooper, and I'm glad we didn't scare you.
No. You guys are hilarious. I love it.
And you're coming back, right?
I'm glad it wasn't formal. So.
And you're no,
I will reach out about this
formal. Formal starts with PH. I don't know my own PH. So, hey.
Yeah,
cool.
You're welcome back anytime. Thank you, Kristen.
All right, thank you guys. It was so nice to
see you tomorrow, darling.
Thank you. All right, I'm reaching out, sending you an email. I want some wings.
Thank you.
It'll be fun. All right,
take
guys.
Care. Bye. All right, guys. Now, Frank, check out our website. It's theartfulgourmet.com. All you got to do is click on here. It takes you right to her link, and you know she's a good sport to put up with our crap.
Obviously,
our
a good sport.
Guest,
she's a darling. Are you kidding me? Oh my God, no, she's a Wonder Woman.
Hey, I gotta ask you a question there, John, because I don't know anything about our next guest. I don't know a lot of things about any of our guests.
Oh, Austin? Oh no, he. Austin, he's a good dude. He's kind of new to the whole hot sauce circuit, but the guy's got spunk, and that's one thing in the what? I say shooting spunk. He's got spunk.
Would his phone number be an 862 number?
It could be. Jersey's got one.
I got multiple phone numbers up here. People are actually calling in, believe it or not. But
take the 862. I don't even know his phone number. I don't have it on my phone. No, I'm being dead serious, dude. We talk through Facebook and all that kind of shit. But I actually 862 is the Jersey number. I do believe.
All right, I'm up.
Okay, everybody's like, he doesn't know their own area codes. Dude, every state has, if you have a state with more than 10 people, we all have new area codes, okay? That's the way it works.
Well, the funny part was the last minute we had the guy drop out, and we had the new guy, which is coming on next, which his name is Austin D. Almeida.
Austin Delamita or Delamita. It's D apostrophe. Yeah, it's one of those Jersey things.
He's from Jersey Bonfire Hot Sauce. I don't know what his phone number is, but anyway, we're going to take a break. I got to go.
It may start with 862.
All right, I'm going to play a little bit more of Moonshine Bandits. Moonshine Bandits, by the way, is our lead-in song, and also
they are our favorite
band, and they're going to be coming on in July. I'm talking to their management now. So.
July? Oh, no, okay. Now we have a month. That would be awesome. Oh my God, you kidding me?
Yes. Not the whole month, but sometime during July. But anyway, I'm going to play a little bit more Moonshine Bandits, and we'll be coming back with our second guest. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Absolutely.
You know it's not going to work, don't you?
Big B, Moonshine Bandits, Suburban Respect. Let's go! I'm an outlaw. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw. I said I'm an outlaw. Yeah.
Fire up the Harley, now I'm off to Cali to do my thing. Woo! Rolling down the 15 full speed, splitting these lanes. I got the common vote thinking that I'm going insane. True outlaw, think I'm lying, just Google the name. Bobo rocking this outlaw shit, and they can't stand it. 2011, now I'm back with the Moonshine Bandit. It's that country hip hop with this white trash renegade. Staying real motherfuckers till they put us in the grave. Pistol in my pocket, now it's straight as your dome. You're the type of kid that should've just left it alone. We stay whiskey drinking, bottle breaking, girlfriend taking. Think I really give a fuck, you must be mistaken. B.I.G. capital B, the rest. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. For my outlaws. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm over 1%. On the leather vest, and every outlaw biker that I met on the west. I'll probably never see the Opry. If I did, I'd laugh. I'd probably break some long necks, then go out like cash. They bumped me in the prison, Tracy and San Quentin. You can blame the fast living or the whiskey and women. Radio don't need to love me, but they need to respect it. I'm here to pick the pieces up where Bob Rock left it. I've done a few shows where the sheriff won't go, and some of those shows were with David Allan Coe. I'm at the motel sleep. The truck stop eating, a different dive bar, drinking every other weekend. Like a trucker driving 18, I only slept two. My neck stays red and my collar stays blue. 8-3 knows me, and shooter does too. If you don't like them,
raise hell before the speed stops. For my outlaws, give me two shots. We don't need a radio, bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops.
Let me get that mic one time, I'll show you how a southern boy does it. And pour another round for my moonshine cousins. A toast to the west, courtesy of the south. Brought to you by Colt Ford, people all aboard. This the midnight rider, call me baby Bo Sleepers. For truckers and one percenters, I'm the southern representative. The midnight rider, a shotgun shooter, real bad motherfucker. I'm the liquor store looter. Any way you want it, I can give it to you, baby. If you work it just right, maybe you can get the gravy. Damn, Katy Perry was right. This Cali girl need to come to the south and see that southern swirl. I'm a mud digging, frog gigging, blue collar man. Love Waylon Jennings, Skinner, and Uncle Sam. What you see is what you get. That's all that I am. If you don't like that, I don't give a damn, cause I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw.
That was my intro music. How many years ago?
You got it. Very good. That is my favorite. I don't think you've ever heard the full song, have you?
What are you talking about? I own every single piece of music they've ever made.
Oh, that's right. You do. That's right.
Drinking. People from Jersey got to learn the people south of the Manson-Nixon line something. We understand what's going on. We understand what we like, and we don't got to be told what we know.
You know, you got to be careful, too. I can assure you that the Moonshine Bandits are below the Manson-Nixon line, so just be careful. That's all I can say.
What are you talking about? They're on the other coast. No, they go west coast.
No, they qualify for being one of us. You guys up there, never mind. All right, I'm drinking.
Okay. Garland has been thrown down.
I'm using your terminology, you guys. Okay, I'm drinking a Duclaw Bare Ass Blonde Ale in honor of our last guest. And, Jesus, now we got two more numbers calling in. I don't know who the hell these people
this
are.
This is awesome. Well, we'll get Austin on here.
All right. I'm picking again. Well,
the first 862 has got to be Austin. That should be a Jersey number. It's one of those new fangled area code things, but hey.
How about 337? What is that?
Who the fuck knows?
All right. I think this is Austin. Let's see. All right. Welcome to
Let's
the
see.
If it ain't Austin, we're getting ready to welcome somebody else to the show. Is this Austin?
Yeah, I've been getting a kick out of listening to you guys. Can you
hear me? Oh, that's Austin. I know that voice anywhere.
Oh yeah, I'm sitting here text messaging you. I got text messages. I've instant messaged you. I'm trying to figure out how to email you.
You know what the best part is? I'm standing out front in my front lawn drinking the fucking beer, and all the shit inside of the Facebook is going nuts now. I don't even care.
and by the way, Austin, I actually, during that song, I ran and took a piss and grabbed a beer, so we don't even pay attention to Messenger.
No. You have to understand how he works. He played the whole song because he had to take a shit.
Anyway, you know,
it's kind of like when you play Bye Bye American Pie. That's when the radio guy's got to go take a shit.
Hey, there's a lot of that involved in the spicy food industry. So, you know, like one of my buddies.
Oh, and you
gotta
understand. Frank, he understands. Don't mess with the boy. He's a Jersey boy. And we will wreck you. That's the way that works. But anyway, Austin is a bit of a newcomer, and he will admit it, to the whole hot sauce industry as a whole. I'll tell you what, the boy's made a name for himself. The boy's made a name for himself, and you got to give him some credit for that.
And it's not just me. I have a partner. I'm only half of the entity, actually. My business partner in crime and my buddy for life has been a guy named John Cicelli. He's from Caldwell, New Jersey, another Jersey guy. He's a accomplished pastry chef at a very high end, very well known restaurant in Jersey City at Island Beach State. Liberty State Park. Called the restaurant itself is called Maritime Park. If you've ever eaten there, you've eaten his dessert. If you ate dessert,
so I guess we'll have some free DEFCON wings tomorrow in Jersey City.
Yeah, he's right around the corner from you. He may be slaving over a hot stove, but he will be close to you, that's for sure.
Very cool.
But anyway, your barn, what is it, barn fire hot sauce? Is that right?
Jersey barn fire. We wanted you to think of Jersey because that's what we're all about, local.
Yep.
We wanted you to think of the barn down the street because we wanted you to think about the farmer, the local farmer.
And we want you to know about the fire because we lit it because we burned your fucking barn down. That's what we want. That's what we want you to know.
You know it. We actually there was a horrible barn fire right after, like within months of me creating the name for the company and getting our website, everything else. There was a horrible barn fire in Lafayette, New Jersey, and like 31 horses died in the fire. And
okay, so you're a fire bug and made a name out of it. Okay, got it.
It took me like a year. It took me a year to get enough articles written in newspapers and magazines and mentions on the internet before that story was buried deep enough where when you did an internet search for Jersey barn fire,
yeah,
you found us instead of a horrible
if you didn't light the fire, there wouldn't have been a problem.
Yeah, because like 3 months into it, if you had come out with Jersey barn fire 3 months into it, it'd be like a little too soon.
Yeah. It's like, when I burned a building down, I waited at least a year.
Thank God I got it in just before the fire. Right? It would have been a little slight. People would have thought it was very tasteless, even if I didn't know about it. You know.
So it was a promo stunt.
Oh, right.
Oh my God! Oh, this is too funny.
Wow.
Oh, but I'll tell you what. Now, Frank. All kidding aside, his black garlic stuff is good.
Black garlic.
What did you leave it out in the sun too long? No, that would be fishiest. You see served on the side of a highway in a black van, but the black garlic stuff he's got is good. I've had it; it's very good.
We didn't know what we were doing. It was accidental.
It doesn't matter. I didn't know what I was doing either. It don't matter if you know what you're doing. The fact that you don't know what you're doing, you pull something out of your ass, that's the best part.
Yeah.
It's the only – I honestly believe that the only way to do something that's amazing or new or original or anything nowadays that stands out, it's almost got to be an accident because – everybody's done everything. It's so hard. If you try to create something that nobody else has created, you can rack your brain forever. And
right.
I'm sorry, even if nobody in this century's heard of it, some a-hole in Egypt a billion years ago.
in Egypt. Oh, my God, that's funny. It's true, though. He's right.
Yeah, as far as I know, we were the first ones to create a black garlic hot sauce in the world. But to think that there's on the intranet. Yeah, there's nobody else who did it. I couldn't find it anywhere. I searched Yahoo.
One was from Korea, but there were two that dude did black garlic, but it sucked, dude. You got it right.
Oh, yeah?
Because of this transmission, I want you to know you're going to get some feedback from this saying, well, there were other – yes, there were two.
No. I was wrong, if there was somebody else who did it, I wanted to know. I tried to find something. We searched black garlic hot sauce. When we did it, we created the sauce. I guess at this point it was like 4 years ago.
It's very good, people. It's very good. Order it. It's very good.
Thank you. We wound up we didn't even know what black garlic really was. My partner chef John, he had some that was handed to him from another chef who had leftovers from some fancy dinner that they had made.
Black garlic's cool.
He was working up at Crystal Springs Resort, I think. And
hey, Austin,
we were experimenting, and he just threw it in, and it happened.
Oh wait! Frank's got a question for you, Austin.
We have a caller from Yemen who says that they invented black garlic.
Yemen. Yemen.
They invented.
Well, at least he has a bomb
garlic
belt. He's far from you, so yeah. Let him
run. Well, they're right next to the assholes in Egypt, aren't they?
Wait, no, they're far south. No, they're very far south. Frank,
okay.
You serious?
No, I'm not serious. Well, we do have.
Because you never know who's calling in. Austin, you have to understand something. A couple of weeks ago, the most listeners we had were from Vietnam. You never know what you're getting. It could be a Myanmar, the former Burma. It could be, whatever. You never know who's listening.
Austin, do you care? Hey, Austin, do you care? I've got a caller from Louisiana, I think, who wants to ask a question, and I'll extend the show.
You gotta take the call.
Sure, shoot him.
I mean, Louisiana and Yemen, they're close, I think. So
they are. they're south of the Madison-Nixon line.
Hold on. This is Great Ideas Radio. You're calling in from Louisiana. Do you have a question?
No, man. Austin gave me this number and said I need to call him.
And there you are.
There you are.
Just so you guys know who you're speaking to, you're speaking to Troy Primo, the creator of the 7-Pop Primo Pepper and the Big Black Mama and the Big Red Mama.
What's up?
There you go.
What's up? What's up?
We had Jeff Conn in the house.
I wasn't going to bring up anything, but I just heard something went down in New York City, but I just wanted to see what y'all had to say about that.
Well, something that wasn't a Moab, so I don't give a shit.
I'm
right next to it. Something went off like that. I heard it. I would have felt it under my feet.
But look, man, I didn't want to keep y'all, man. I actually thought Austin said, call this number and just listen in, man. And
when people call in, I like to, if they want to say something, that's cool, because we have people call in all the time. And
but Frank, you have to understand something. This is the producer of this pepper. This is a good thing.
Yeah, look, Troy.
This is 7-Pop. This is a 7-Pop Primo, dude.
Yeah,
this is good. This is good.
A bunch of different peppers. Yeah, not just the Primo. He created.
I know that. But I mean, everybody's got their stand up because everyone wants to be the hottest. Whatever. But he's a 7-Pop Primo, dude. That's what it is.
You know what, dude? I'll tell you what. I tell this to Austin all the time, man. I'm trying to monetize the name now, but you cats, I want to be where you guys are,
Well, then you talk to me.
I'm proud of y'all, man. I'm proud of Austin. Kicking ass. But, I'm real humble. Thanks for the kind words and all that stuff. But, this is what, Austin coming out with Primo sauces, and that's cool, man. It's an honor, It's a way to post.
Well, dude, I'll tell you something. I'm the DEFCON guy. I'll tell you what. If you want to work on some kind of a thing, I need – you do bulk?
Working on it.
All right. John at DEFCONsauces.com. Shoot me an email.
Hey, yeah, definitely, man. This is how things work.
John, tonight's been like your own little special promotional deal tonight. You've got some woman coming there to take pictures of you tomorrow.
Damn right, in Jersey City, goddamn, it's going to be raining like a motherfucker tomorrow. Are you kidding me?
In fact, let me get off of this, and I want to just hear Austin talk about Jersey Bonfire.
Absolutely. Austin, that's why he's here. We're talking about Austin.
I didn't even know this was awesome.
But, dude, I'm talking to 7-Pop, dude. Just shoot me an email. That's all I ask.
Cool. Right on, man.
Louisiana, man, I'm going to put you on hold. Hang on a second. All right. back to Austin.
Now, Austin. Now, besides the black garlic oil that we're all going frou-frou about, what else you got?
We got about 9 different products on right now that we're offering. We do seasonal stuff. We do a strawberry scorpion, a roasted peach habanero.
Now, strawberry scorpion. Strawberry scorpion. That just sounds like Valentine's Day with a skewer.
You could definitely put it on. Listen, you could inject like chocolate covered cherries with this stuff and add a kick ass heat to them. Cheesecake. I put it on chocolate and vanilla ice cream. I have a friend of mine who uses it with butter and on his
cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Oh, I think it said cheesecake. I'm like, that'd be kind of strawberry on the cheesesteak would be kind of nasty.
That would be where the black your black garlic.
That's a nature no-no.
No, we've been doing real well with some of the monthly clubs, like Fuego Box is a big hot sauce of the month club. John, I know you know about Fuego Box.
Oh, yeah, they contacted us. It's like all of a sudden, like, oh shit, yeah, that's cool.
They are blowing up, and they're very picky about what they use. So if they call you,
I love the guys. It's like, this is cool.
Yes.
They're very cool.
If they contacted you, it's because they like your products and they know their quality.
Yes.
They're all over, like in New York at the expo, they had a couple of people there. The owner is based out of California, but everything,
I had never heard of them before.
Oh, dude, let me tell you, they.
To be totally honest, I don't mince words. I'd never heard of them before.
If you don't spend a buttload of time, like, on different, I know there's so many Facebook groups at this point, but, like, there's different, they advertise on a lot of different groups. So if you're on some of the different chili groups or hot sauce groups, you might get hit with some of their ads for Fuego Box. And what they do is, I think it's 2 or 3 bottles. You can pick one of the 2 boxes, where you either get 2 bottles a month or you get 3 bottles a month.
Well, they contacted us about our medium wing sauce, our number 2, which is our best seller by far, the medium wing sauce. And it's like, they asked for a quote, and we gave it to them. I had never heard of it. I'm on like hundreds of different like, oh my God, all the what's that noise?
They took off. Yeah, I don't know. Sounds like a
didgeridoo. Oh, it must be from Maryland or Delaware, because it sounded like V. You know, those reptile people that are going to be taking over the earth.
It's
the beer bottle bell.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, really?
Very good, Austin. So, hey, I forgot.
But anyway, Austin,
I'm gonna let you continue, but we never mentioned his website, jerseybarnfire.com, if you want to check out his products. It's www.jerseybarnfire.com. We always got to do this, John, to let people go to their website, click on
the hot sauce people know who he is, so they know what he's won. They know where to go to get it.
Yeah, we need strangers. We need everybody.
We have strangers. You're talking to my sidekick over here. He's the stranger. Stranger danger. Stranger danger. Porthole. Free kittens on the side. Oh, my God.
To be perfectly honest, John, we don't give a shit about the hot sauce people. It's the strangers. He's exactly right. The people who know nothing about hot sauce need to know about jerseybarnfire.com. So check out his website.
Everybody.
Exactly. All right, go ahead with your scorpions or whatever you were talking about.
Okay,
back to basics.
I'll tell you about what we're most excited about right now. We came out with a sauce, and it's got a purpose, but beyond just a sauce. Every year in Jersey, because we grow the chilies ourselves, except for jalapenos, which we get from some local farmers, we try to grow all our super hots. Excuse me. Super hot chilies are extremely expensive. If you're buying them by the pound, John, you know, powders are even more expensive. So we decided to grow them ourselves, and nobody, you know, people like scoffed at me when I talked about growing super hots and chilies up in this area. They're like, you know, you can't do that. Well, I'm walking around in my basement right now, and I'm literally walking around about close to 2,000.
I'm standing in my driveway right now.
But I'm sitting on the toilet.
So hey.
Oh, fantastic.
So I start all my plants as seeds in January and February under lights, and they literally live in my basement under lights for 5 months until June, the very like last week of May or first week of June. So we're getting up to planting season now, and
sort of the small children, but okay.
But my so I wind up wasting. I waste about 50% of the chilies that are on the plants because they're not ripe. They're green
right.
at the end of the year.
Right.
That's the reason why farmers in this region don't like growing real hot stuff is it takes a long time to ripen. So
it does, and they're very picky. They're very the super hots are very picky about the climate.
Yes, some of them want to grow
very
here,
picky.
Some of them don't. I found what I what
it's
I do.
It's almost like see, me and some high maintenance bitch with a chihuahua with a purse at a farmer's market.
She's a
chili that's going to be green at the end of the year because she's a dumb bitch. How about that?
If you can have some weird weather, and if we have like weird, like a really cool, really really rainy spring, summer, and fall, if we don't have any kind of heat or any kind of dry spell, yeah, you won't get as many ripe peppers, and they definitely won't be as
hey,
hot.
So, all right, it's just like the high maintenance wench with a chihuahua on her purse.
It doesn't matter how hard you try,
she's not going to respect you.
I got to interrupt for a second, Austin. When I talked to John and he told me you were coming on, he said this guy loves to talk about his products and about the pepper industry.
Yes.
And you talk about this stuff like the people do when you go to Sonoma when it comes to wine. You do. You have this passion.
I love it. I'm not being funny. No,
actually,
no.
It's amazing. You have a passion for what you do.
Oh, definitely.
He does.
That's
why he's on a show, dude.
I was listening
yep.
to you speak earlier, both of you guys, about, and John had mentioned something about, like, when you find what makes you happy, what you can do,
right.
like, work-wise,
Absolutely.
Like, and for me, I grew up a dreamer. I've always been, my head in the clouds, and one of my biggest fears was to get stuck doing things for a living that I didn't like being stuck in a cubicle, God forbid, which would be, like,
yep,
for
right.
me would be a nightmare. So I'm a mechanic. My day job is HVAC work. I've done everything from electrical panels to working on building high-rise buildings now. And
I've seen the pictures. That's scary shit,
yeah,
dude.
It's a good job. Yeah, that job I was on, I was up on the top of a building, a steel worker.
Well, you're so high up, you don't have to smell a cigarette. It's beautiful.
it was beautiful. I take pictures on the nice days. I don't take them when it's freezing, raining, and 30-mile-an-hour winds. But it's so like my job itself is a good job. It makes money. It takes care of my family and my kids. But it's not something I love doing. That I wake up every morning going, yes, I get to go do that today. It's like, yes, I have a good job. I'm happy. But
Frank, the guy's got the passion. Austin has the passion.
It's
He's
obvious.
Got the passion, which is awesome. You need that.
Not,
you need
I'm
that
not,
to succeed.
I'm not personally, I'm not into the whole hot sauce thing. And I know it's like a brethren you guys have, but. Just listening off.
That's
because
he's sitting on the toilet
I'm
with
like,
broccoli up his ass. But that's just me.
But no, I can tell the guy is really passionate about what he does.
He is. He is. That's why he's on the show, dude.
I know. If you go to Sonoma and you talk to wine people, and I mean, it's actually very enlightening, and it's also refreshing to hear somebody who's so passionate about what they do.
Well, that's just what you do. But the hot sauce industry, it's so hard to make yourself known in it. I mean, everybody's got like, oh my God, you go to any hot sauce show, you're gonna taste like 85 different things, and you're not gonna remember what you did, but you're gonna remember the guy who sold it to you, and then you can try it again because when you tasted his stuff, you're already in sensory overload, so you couldn't taste his stuff, but the guy stuck out because he talked to you, and he gave you his card. Or gave you his pamphlet, whatever, and you're going to call him back, and you're going to contact him, or order, or whatever, and they go, oh, my God, I remember having this, but I couldn't even taste it because I was in sensory overload from tasting all this other crap. I mean,
John knows this. I'm a wimp when it comes to hot sauce. But to hear
you're below the Manson-Nixon line, so that's to be expected.
To hear you talk, I want to try your product, and I'm not kidding you.
John give me an address to mail something to, and I'll mail you a couple bottles. Because
well,
my,
Austin, I don't want to be middleman. Do this direct. I got too much shit going on. give me your info, email or whatever. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
I'll give this address to anybody else who wants to contact us. It's foodieradio@gmail.com. If you want to send us any information via our email, it's foodieradio@gmail.com. But no, it's refreshing. I'm sitting here listening. You know, everybody talks, but Austin actually lives it. He actually believes in what he does, and that's pretty cool.
Yes.
Thank you.
You have to believe. If you don't believe in what you're doing, why are you doing it? No, that's pretty
exactly
much it. I mean, it's a point.
You gotta believe what you're doing, and you gotta have a passion for it, and you gotta also be able to convey to people and get people behind what you're about, make them understand.
Yes.
What John, like, what I love about what you do, you know, the people who there's a whole chili heads. There's so many different types and sects and different cults inside the cult.
Yep.
So you have the insane people who want to like hurt themselves painfully for fun, and they go.
I call them the
like
flagellants.
They look like there's a magnet. There's a magnet that John's got, and he keeps it inside his head somewhere. And he just has to like give them a look with his crazy contacts and the spikes all over. And these people come from 60 feet away, like he's Count Dracula. They just walk right to him. They want. They seek that out. So, like, if somebody comes to and anybody who's into wing sauces, I mean, just in general, the buffalo style wing sauces, I've talked to some other companies who, like, I was actually standing with some people at the award ceremony on Saturday at New York when they had the awards, and we were watching them. John, you were there. I was standing there with you, and you were joking.
That's when I got 4 years in a row, and that's when I bowed out from future competition for at least a year.
Well, you might as well. So
I did.
I'm talking to a couple other company owners, and one of them was like, you know, like I entered that. And a lot of people tell me my sauce is great on wings. They tell me it's amazing on wings. They're like, so I entered it in the wing contest. They're going, there he is again. He won again. And I said, listen, is your sauce the buffalo style of hot sauce? And he's like, well, and I was like, don't enter your sauce. You're not going to freaking beat him. His sauce, it's the best style buffalo sauce you can get. And if you're entering in a wing category, that wing category, those people, the judges are going to, they want a buffalo style sauce. They want it to be the best one that they can get.
Exactly.
So when people are entering like a mango habanero, something or other that's really good on wing, it might be amazing on wings, but it's not going to beat your wing sauce. And
I have a strawberry blueberry vegan delight. Not going to do good on wings, dude.
No, and the insano category, like, why compete with you in that? I wouldn't. It would just be. I'd be.
I'll tell you what. No, honestly, to react
but
to that
you have
is
to find
the Screaming Mimi Awards in the Hot Sauce Expo. The Screaming Mimi Awards, they are the hardest to win because you only have 13 or 14 categories.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, and
there's not always different things for people to make money. Everybody's like, oh, Steve was amazing. No. He only has 13 or 14 categories. So
there are,
here comes the Spartacus. I see the Corinthian letter Spartacus.
I had to do it. Hey, look, Austin, we're almost out of time, but both of you you're refreshing because
you're coming back
with your product.
Oh, I love it.
And
a lot of fun.
Everybody, check out his website, jerseybarnfire.com. There's a link here on our website. And
the black garlic, the garden snake green.
I'm just saying.
That's our new award winner. Speaking of the memes, we got an award for that this year. It actually kicked
there
our black garlic out of first place. Black garlic last year.
Hey,
and
there
then
it is.
The green this year.
There it is.
So thank you guys for having me very much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you'll be back. You're coming back. You're coming back.
You're definitely coming back.
No, John, anytime.
Thanks, Austin.
Frank, thank you for having me. And I got to say, I think it's kind of funny that, you know, John, your good buddy is somebody named Frank, because I, quite frankly, if I was, you know, the wing sauce guy, I wouldn't speak to anybody with that name.
I have to agree with you, but he's not red hot. He's like a hipster with a beard without the penny farthing bike. So we're good.
Wait a minute, is that like a secret code ring kind of comment? I don't know what's that got to do with my name.
Yeah, it is.
Frank,
you don't have
Frank,
a super decoder
Frank's
ring.
Red hot.
So Frank, you're out of the mix. You're out.
Frank's red hot sauce. You know the enemy.
Oh
Frank,
yes. Gotcha.
I put that sleep on
Austin,
everything.
Austin, between you and me, it takes a little time for Frank to catch up to certain things.
Yeah,
so we'll keep quiet about that.
Well, listen,
he's still on the toilet.
He's trying to pound out last
week's episode.
I really believe he's not a hot sauce guy now.
All right, Austin, we gotta go. Thank you.
All right, guys, I'm gonna bow out. Thank you guys again, and have a great night.
Oh, stop it! You'll be back.
All right,
shut the fuck up! You'll
later.
Be back. Hey.
Thanks, Austin.
Take it easy, man.
Oh, it does take me a while. I was trying to think, what the hell is he talking about
with the spray? You're below the Manson-Nixon line. That's what happens.
We blew past our hour and our actual hour, but it was worth it because he's a great guest, and it's 10:15.
I'll meet you,
Joe. All right. I don't even have my notebook. I don't even know who's coming on next week, but thank you for joining us.
If you need someone to fill in, I'm always good for last minute people because that's the way I am.
Yes. Well, you know what? Keep them coming, John, because anyone dealing with me seems to cancel out the last minute.
I am the face of America now. I am the face of America. It's DEFCON sources, believe or die. It's beautiful. It's just all big. It's beautiful. My life.
All right, we got to go. So what is it? I mean, hold on a second. Don't say it yet. I got to find my song, my closing song here. What is it you always
say? I thought you said find your stall. I thought I know what bar you were at. All right, yeah. It's same bat time, same bat channel.
Okay, and I'm pressing the button, and we can't leave. So you got to
same bat time, same bat channel, and maybe you linked up yet?
It ain't working.
Okay. Same bat time, same bat channel. How we at? Are we up there yet? Oh, Lord Almighty. All right, how about, I love the smell of napalm in the morning. Where are we going with this?
I don't know. I'm trying to get a quote.
Same bad time.
Everybody,
same bad channel.
Everybody check.
Oh, Buttman and Throbbing. Same bad time. Same bad. There you go.
Drink some beer. Well, we jumped in our truck for a midnight ride, and we're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer.
Yes, we're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer. Drink some beer.
Well, I've been known not
break that bottle now. Drink, 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 drink. I can raise some hell and I can do it well. Ain't nothing to a boy that can dump a few shells. Gun rack in the back, old Jack in the sack. Head hitting on the dash while holding hair back. Now Johnny Cash rapped and he loved this track. Tell mama I'm a rebel, thank Hank for that. Tell mama I'm a rebel, thank Hank for that.
Well, we jumped in our truck for a midnight ride, and we're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer.
Yes, we're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer. Drink some beer.
Well, we've been known not to walk the line. We stumble damn near every night. Pour us some whiskey.
The table now, break that bottle now. Drink, 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 drink. Hey waitress, go ahead and get me some, but if it ain't about whiskey, don't bring me none. And I ain't walked the line, cause I'm a rebel son. I'm a tattooed redneck outlaw.
Well, we jumped in our truck for a midnight ride, and we're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer.
Yes, we're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer. Drink some beer.
Two shot, three shot, four. Raise your glass and hit the dance floor. Now put them on my tab and give me four more. One beer, two beer, three beer, four. Now whiskey and women gonna treat me right. I'ma raise a little hill till I see a little light. I get kicked out of bars almost every night because I live these songs that I write.